We're talking today with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese, our State Forester as well, George Geisler, and some other folks there in the room. Mr. Secretary, first of all, let's talk about where we are on trying to get our arms around this Northwest Oklahoma fire complex. Hundreds of thousands of acres. Are we making progress in getting it contained?
100,000 acres, yes. And yes, we are making progress. It is still designated as not contained. And, you know, it may go up some, but there is, you know, it's, I guess there's a difference in it's not lapping at the doors of several towns and several homes. You know, it's the burn down. There's lots of trees, lots of rough area that if winds came up, started again, they could blow those ashes, which some of these fires actually started that way, possibly anyway, from fires of a week earlier. So, you know, it's just the danger of continued winds and hot weather, that is the danger that's left. But it is under better control, but officially it's still zero containment.
When we look at what's actually been burned to this point, are we starting to get any indications on the amount of damage done?
Well, there's a lot of damage. You know, I didn't tour the whole thing, but I was particularly north of Laverne. There's a lot of livestock that's visible and dead, and it's, you know, it's just it's pretty saddening. So, you know, it's a tough time for people to see that, and for a lot of them, it's their livelihood. So, you know, we just want to make sure that they go by their Farm Service Agency office, because that's where they can find some assistance. It's different with USDA and FEMA. So agriculture and FEMA do not overlap payments. So so when USDA offers a program, FEMA kind of says, we're not in that game. So it's the FSA office or the USDA office in the local counties. They need to go and see what they're eligible for.
And there are, obviously, there are indemnity programs. I know that the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, they said very quickly, you know, be sure and document all these losses as you get ready to deal with the disaster agencies.
That's very important to document with pictures and data, everything, because, you know, I know I talked to them yesterday, the FSA office yesterday, and they want people to come in and they want to help them document them so that it's, so that there's no question when you get down to the payment. So, you know, I would check in with FSA, let them know what you're doing, because they want to help and make sure that they get it all accurately documented.
Now, are you is this a situation where you're going to be pulling in Dr. Hall and his folks as far as to make sure that we get, you know, this is going to be a lot of carcasses to be dealing with in the days to come?
Well, Jeremy Seeger is the one that helps deal with the carcasses. Dr. Hall is working with OEM to try to get an estimate on livestock, the number of livestock. But they'll probably do some flyovers to try to attain that information also. But, yeah, everybody's available. If there's something, some way that we can help, we will certainly provide that.
George, at this point, you had indicated to us that you're working on trying to get that assessment together. You're working with a more regional agency now as well that's helping manage this fire. You felt fairly good that we were starting to really get our arms around. Are you feeling that we're going to have the adequate resources to, you know, get this all kind of put behind us?
Basically last night. I toured a good chunk of the fire yesterday and last night, bringing in the additional regional team. It's a Type 1 incident management team that we brought in, as well as all of the additional forestry resources from the southern states and our own forestry folks that are up there. I'm feeling pretty good about being able to get containment on this. The the big thing right now is after meeting with a lot of those local fire departments, you know, we've had guys that have been out there 30, 40, 60 hours, and we're trying to just get them to go home and take care of themselves for a little bit, kind of get some sleep, fix their equipment, and be prepared for initial attack if there's any new fires. And I think we have everything that we need to go ahead and get containment on this and get all the structures protected now.
What do you know about? Did we get much many acres burned over in Ellis County from that? I guess what the Perryton fire was it the one that kind of came across into Oklahoma a little bit?
Yeah, we have one that came in from Texas. Is the one you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, we've heard that some acres burned, but they made no request for state assistance, and have not made any requests for state assistance. The latest information that we have on that is that locals contained it, but I don't have an acreage on it.
What's you were indicating to me last night, George, that you think you know that we're looking at still several more days before really we can say that this thing is done.
Yeah, well, we're looking at maybe a week plus because it's going to take a little while to get completely around that fire and make sure it's all cultured and mopped up properly. So, you know, there's just a lot of slow, dirty work that needs to happen between now and when we say it's 100% contained. And what we're trying to do really is prepare ourselves also in case we have another red flag event of this to be prepared to respond in case something else happens.
Mr. Secretary, one last question for you, sir. You actually had a chance to see a lot of the fire damage yesterday. What was your kind of... Give me your personal reaction to what you were looking at.
Oh, you know, I was thankful that I got there and the beachhead was gone. You know, it wasn't the you know, they evacuated Laverne. I said, well, okay, they evacuated Laverne because, you know, the fire was close. But actually, the fire was really close. The fire actually went through the back part of Laverne, and you could see where it burned a little small strip. Probably half a mile, maybe, right behind several houses. You know, and it was, the fire was in the town of Laverne. So, I mean, that would be frightening. And then, you know, I don't know what it was burning like at that time, but in order for it to kill the number of livestock that it killed, it had to have been pretty ferocious. So, I mean, the town was... clearly under assault. And so when I went, it was all gone, calmed down, and you see the little houses that were burnt out and still saved, and I mean saved, not burnt out, but everything around them was burnt, but the house was saved. And so, you know, I was, you know, felt a little better about it, the fact that, you know, life goes on. We face a lot of difficulties, and we face a lot of trials, but we'll survive this, and, you know, we do have some programs that will help to pay for the livestock indemnity and to rebuild the fences. I mean, it's all work, but we were raised that way, and we can handle it.
State Secretary of Agriculture Jim Reese, State Forester George Geisler, talking with us about the Northwest Oklahoma Fire Complex, 833,000 acres, in some cases burning around the edges still, as the firefighters involved were continuing to work to fully contain this fire complex. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.